Thank you for tuning in to the Helium Radio Network. You are listening to a rebroadcast of a previously recorded show.
We kind of like to call it the tap on the shoulder phenomena, right? Which is, hey, you've got Jane Doe walking into your office, you know, Dr. Smith, I just want to make sure you know, right, Jane is a diabetic and here are three things that you should address, right? And that really quick moment of helping turn this into prospective instead of retrospective, right? The opposite scenario is Jane left the office, it's 2 weeks later and we realize, oh no, now we have to get Jane back in.
That's Zach Kaplan, Director of Provider and Network Strategy at Stellar Health. And this is Healthcare Confidential. I'm your host, Teresa Jacob Ellis, bringing innovators and experts together to discuss the American healthcare system. At Stellar Health, Zach Kaplan is focused on helping healthcare providers, technology, and service companies scale. He has experience developing value-based care strategies and advising growth through mergers and acquisitions. Before this, he worked in Deloitte Consulting's healthcare strategy and operations practice, and he's also previously served as an advisor at Boston Children's Hospital's Innovation and Digital Health Accelerator and in PwC's healthcare advisory practice. Zach, welcome to the podcast, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Teresa.
Tell our listeners a little bit more about Stellar Health, if you would, and what you do in the healthcare space.
Yeah, definitely. So maybe just to set the context, if we think about value-based care and the new environment around more advanced contracting, a lot of what's being asked of providers and staff is to do a whole bunch of different activities that really fall outside of what has really been considered to be the traditional fee schedule. If you think about things like calling a patient to check in on how they're doing or spending the extra 5 minutes to convince them to go get a screening or to pick up their medication, these are things that providers and staff are constantly doing for their patients because they know that they lead to better outcomes, but have historically been really difficult to measure and have, again, fallen outside of how a provider is typically paid. So what Stellar Health focuses on is we offer a platform to help providers perform on their value-based contracts. And the way that we do that is we help prompt these different types of granular activities that providers and staff can do for their patients. And then we actually partner with the insurer or risk-bearing entity to set aside extra dollars above and beyond the normal fee schedule in order to reward those activities in real time.
So you must then be able to demonstrate with data that by putting those extra dollars aside and rewarding those activities, they're actually seeing better outcomes. They are seeing that their patients are healthier and avoiding those more costly chronic and acute illnesses.
Yeah, absolutely. What we've found is that if you think about some of the different types of levers within performance on value-based care, things like quality scores, how well you do on documentation, how well you do on referral management and other different types of total cost of care initiatives. Those types of actions really at the end of the day break down to what does the interaction look like between the provider and staff and their patient, right? And there is lots of data out there on what are the right things to be doing for patients that, you know, actuaries and others, different double-blinded studies, right, have shown really lead to better outcomes. Things like, you know, calling a patient right after they get discharged from a hospital to make sure that they understand what the deal is with their medication. Or, you know, when a patient comes into your office, maybe they came in for a sick visit, right? But while they're in, making sure that the provider actually knows that they're a diabetic patient who needs to have their A1C checked, right? These are all things that the data time and time shows, again, do lead to better outcomes, lower costs. What hasn't been as possible is really being able to make sure that the provider has that information in their hands at the right time, or allowing the risk-bearing entity to both track and pay for those types of activities in a very granular way.
And that's where you come in.
Yeah, exactly. One of the things I like to kind of frame it as is, historically, insurers often think about these different types of value-based care metrics very binary, right? If you take the example of a colonoscopy screening, one of the most commonly talked about quality metrics, right? It's really thought of as either opened or closed, right? But if you put yourself in the provider's or staff shoes, they know there's actually a lot of steps that go into making that happen, right? First, you actually have to get your patient to come into the office to talk with them about it, right? Then when the patient is in, the provider needs to know that they're eligible for that screening and then actually convince them to go and get it, right? You need to actually get them scheduled at a preferred GI in the area, right? Then you might even call them the day before to make sure they understand their prep. And lastly, you only get credit if that gets submitted appropriately to your insurer, right? So what we do as Stellar Health is help break down those different types of binary metrics into those granular workflow steps, and then not only prompt the providers and staff and frame it in the, what do I need to know today, right? You don't need to do steps 3, 4, and 5. You just need to do the step that's for today, right? And then make sure that they get rewarded for that in real time. So when these insurers set aside these extra dollars, we actually are able to track in real time what the providers have completed and make sure that either on a biweekly basis or a monthly basis, they earn for this, right? What often happens in value-based care is, you know, 12 months, 18 months down the road, you hope you might get some check for all the hard work you're putting in, right? Providers should really have much more transparency into how much are they earning for all the extra time they're spending on these high quality care.
It sounds as though you're talking about an incremental payment schedule rather than the normal situation where they're waiting and making sure, like having a look back period, have they met those benchmarks for the last 12 months and then waiting to get paid 6 to 8 months after that.
Yeah, exactly. And we think about breaking down into incremental payments in two ways, right? One common issue that happens with contracts is there are cliffs, right? So if you think about, hey, you need to get over 70% on this quality score in order to get your payment, right? But if you have a provider who is starting at 30%, then if they moved all the way from 30 to 69, that took a lot of hard work, right? And they should be rewarded for that. So what we say is, hey, let's break it down much more granular so that they earn along the way. The other piece is you really should earn just for taking the first step, right? Hey, maybe that patient for whatever reason didn't get their colonoscopy, right? But if you got them scheduled, you should earn just for that step.
And the insurance companies are okay with sort of that shift in the whole model.
Yeah, so it definitely takes some convincing on the Stellar side, right? But what at the end of the day, they're really looking for is how can they drive performance, right? And what that can be is it can be how can they help wrap their arms around the small providers that each have a few of their lives, or it can be how can they partner with health systems, larger providers to make sure that they have the tools they need in order to be successful. And so a big piece of this is, how do you let some of those dollars be fuel for the fire for the bigger, larger shared savings outcomes at the end of the year?
So insurers and providers are kind of two sides of the same coin, right? And historically, they have been a little bit at odds at times. And yet you've said that insurance companies are leaning in, you think, a bit more and supporting independent, particularly smaller independent medical practices. What are some of the forces, do you think, that are influencing that change? And where do you think that's going?
Yeah, so it's a great question. And I do think we're at a time where insurers and providers are starting to come together and realizing we're really all pushing towards the same goal in terms of better outcomes and higher scores across these different types of value-based contract metrics. You know, I think one of the more difficult parts of being a provider is you're often asked to be making investments into technology, resources, et cetera, all in order to improve on your value-based care contract when you don't necessarily know what the outcome will be at the end of the day, right? And so a big way in which we've seen insurers start to lean in is things like cash flow, right? Being able to help with, you know, fronting some incentives in order to help make sure that these providers have the resources they need, right? They're often even open to helping fund technology. So in many instances, the Stellar Health technology platform is actually funded by the insurer for providers to use for free, because they know this is all in the effort of moving scores across their members in order to really have better outcomes. And so, you know, insurers have had a lot of different types of programs that providers, some have been received well, some haven't. What we've really found is that when there is a provider who raises their hand and says, hey, I really want to take the next step towards advancing my outcomes for my patients, I want to think about, you know, a more advanced contract, but I'm not ready to jump in the deep end. When there is a provider who raises their hand, we find it really is received well by the insurer, who's happy to meet them halfway, right, and start thinking about how can we get you on the path to be able to be ready for those more advanced contracts. Because it's not good for anybody if a provider jumps into a contract that they're not ready for, right? It's not good for the provider in terms of more risk than they want to take on. And it's not good for the insurer because they don't want to put their providers in the position where they're not well positioned to succeed.
Right. And at the end of the day, better outcomes and lower costs benefits everybody, the patient, the provider, and the insurer.
Absolutely.
So are you finding that there are some insurance companies that are more open to this kind of different thinking on this topic than others?
Yeah. So definitely, but I think it all just depends on what type of lens you're taking. You know, one of the big focuses in the market is Medicare Advantage. I do think most Medicare Advantage plans are pushing the needle a bit in terms of, you know, thinking through how can they invest in their providers for longer term success. However, we are seeing it really across the board at all different types of health plans. So one of the things I haven't mentioned is that Stellar Health is payer agnostic. We can support providers across all of their books of business. So not just Medicare Advantage, but also Medicare ACO, Managed Medicaid, commercial, right? And one of the biggest challenges for providers comes from they have different metrics across each of these different plan types, right? And so Medicare Advantage has often led the way on these different types of programs and different types of technology. But in order to really be well positioned and successful as a provider, you have to think about how can I do this across my full panel, right? Providers are tired of having a different spreadsheet, a different portal, a different tool for each of their different payers. And so what Stellar really hopes to do is be able to be that one central location where they can say, hey, who is the patient in front of me? I don't need to worry about which insurer they have, right? Stellar on the back end is going to figure out which metrics does this payer care about? You know, what incentives are there in order to be able to earn? All they need to know is, okay, this patient's in front of me. Here are the 3 to 4 things that are important. And I can go from there and really, again, focus on the patient in front of me.
And are you working with providers across the country or are you regionally based?
Yeah, so we are headquartered in New York City. However, we work with providers across the Northeast, as well as within Florida, within Minnesota, California. We are very much open to partnering with providers and insurers across the country. We do also work with all different shapes and sizes of providers. So everything from a health system who has taken on full risk for some of their population, all the way down to individual practices, right, who might even still be on paper and are trying to think about, you know, how should I think through evolution as a practice, right? And really across that value-based care spectrum, what we really focus on is what is the next step? Right. It's not about how do I jump from being someone who is all fee for service into a really advanced risk contract. It's how can I think about, you know, that as a next step? And you know, while there are definitely nuances across the country, providers are really dealing with a lot of the same challenges. And so we've had a lot of success working with all different shapes and sizes of providers.
So I was just reading a Deloitte paper that was published in October that said that 97% of physician compensation continues to come from traditional sources that emphasize volume over value. Do you think it's important that to tie physician compensation more to value in order to advance value-based care?
I do, but I wouldn't quite simplify it just as tying compensation to, you know, value. The way I think about it is it's really about how can you free up the provider in order to be able to do the things that we all know are right for patients, right? And the way I like to think about that is, you know, insurers often ask of a provider to say, hey, can you just spend, you know, this next 5 minutes on a few extra things for your patient, right? But if you think about kind of the fee-for-service mentality, their providers have always had to think about, well, how many office visits can I fit in a day, right? And so spending 5 minutes, you know, if I make $100 on a 15-minute office visit, then really you're telling me to give up $33 here on an office visit. So a piece of this is we just have to be able to structure value in a way that makes sense for the world in which a provider lives in. And so I do think we're going to continue to see more compensation tied to other different types of bonuses. One of the interesting things to me is when we work with all different providers, what we actually often find is that yes, while a big chunk of their compensation is still tied to their traditional fee schedule, they're actually often leaving a lot of dollars on the table of existing quality and other types of value-based care programs that insurers have put out there, but that they haven't been able to capitalize on. And that might be because, you know, again, they don't have the resources, the staff, the technology in order to be able to do that. But sometimes it's actually not just about how do we go get a new, better, different contract. Sometimes it's actually just about how do we position ourselves to really take advantage of some of that risk-based, value-based dollars that are already out there in order to earn.
So it's really about capturing the data on things sometimes that they're already doing, but just not getting the credit for because they're not set up to do that.
Yeah. And actually, that's another big thing that we focus on is how do you marry up the way in which the insurer views the world with the way in which a provider views the world, right? An example of that is, you know, often the provider thinks that they're doing differently on metrics than they are, than how the insurer actually gives them credit for, right? And part of that can be a lag in data, right? Where we just met with a health plan and a provider group and they were reviewing Q2 2020 data, right? In March of 2021. And so at that point, you're really just looking at historical performance and it can be really challenging to know where is it that I sit today. The other piece of it that makes it really challenging is often, you know, what's happening within the four walls of that provider and their EMR can be different than what the insurer knows, right? You might have a member who spends half the year in New York and half the year in Florida. And if you're that provider group in New York, you might not have any idea what's happening with that patient down in Florida. So what we do as Stellar is really try and say, hey, let's bring the payer's view to match it up with the provider's view so that the provider has all of the information possible. They know in the eyes of the insurer, how are they doing on their different types of metrics, right? It becomes really important, not just, you know, again, does the provider think that they accomplished a certain different type of value-based care metric, but is the payer actually giving them credit for it?
You're like a mediator between the insurance company and the provider a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. And especially for some of these smaller providers, it's always been really challenging to be able to have those conversations with insurers, right? So a big piece of our role is to be able to help broker that conversation. And sometimes it's really about uncovering where the problem is. An example, you know, a big focus area of a lot of companies is around appropriate coding and documentation. And a common example we see is you have a provider who actually was going above and beyond being extra diligent on their documentation. And maybe they put down the code as the 10th code, but their billing system truncated after 4 or 6, right? And so because they don't have the view of the insurer who says, hey, I never received this code, right? Because they don't have any help being able to uncover what the real true root cause there, which was really a billing issue, not a coding or documentation issue, right? We're then able to identify that with our Stellar platform and then broker a conversation that's no longer about, hey, why aren't you doing this? It's more so about what's our strategy for how we're going to approach this, knowing that it's actually more of a billing, you know, system issue than it is a documentation issue.
That's great. I want to talk more about the way that technology can help in that regard, but we're going to take a brief break first. So we'll be right back with more.
If you've been using your smartphone to see patients remotely, if you're hoping telephone consults will continue to be reimbursed, if fear of COVID-19 has kept your patients out of your facility, then you need to meet GenieMD. Our white-labeled telemedicine platform gives your hospital, health system, or practice a safe and simple way to provide virtual care. GenieMD checks all the boxes. We are a HIPAA-compliant, cloud-based, mobile-first platform. GenieMD uses algorithms to create intuitive pre-visit questionnaires that save you time. Our platform includes video conferencing, secure text messaging, payment processing, chronic care management, EMR integration, and so much more. Visit GenieMD.com to schedule a demo today. GenieMD.
Welcome back to Healthcare Confidential. We're here with Zach Kaplan, Director of Provider Network and Strategy at Stellar Health. And we were talking a little bit about how the Stellar platform can help sort of uncover hidden things within the medical record, issues with billing and coding. So tell us in more detail how automation can help providers move forward with value-based care.
So I think a big thing about automation is really just about how do we put information in providers and their teams' hands when they actually need it, right? So a big thing that Stellar focuses on is how do we take claims information from an insurer, which is often the source of truth, right? Especially if you think about a Medicare Advantage or managed Medicaid population, right? What is that insurer getting credit for from Medicare or Medicaid? How do we take that information and put it in the providers and staff's hands within their workflow at the right time, right? I think one of the challenging pieces often with EMRs and other different types of solutions is there's a lot of digging through to understand what are the couple of key pieces of information. And so what we focus on at Stellar when we think about automation, it's how do we make sure that we are systematically flagging those important pieces of information, and most importantly, within the workflow of a provider, right? And that workflow can look very different depending on the size of the group, depending on the staffing structure, depending on, you know, little things like what do they do for pre-visit planning. So what we really try and say is how do we make as much of that automated, but then also make sure that it's personalized to what that provider's workflow looks like. So a big piece of what Stellar Health does is not only provide our technology platform, but we also come with a performance management team who helps work with providers to understand, you know, who on your team is responsible for these different elements. You know, within the industry, lots of people often like to say, you know, how do we help practices operate at the top of their license, right? Where each team member can contribute to their max ability. You know, what we really want to make sure is that the provider has those couple of key pieces of information that each of the staff know what are the things they can be doing to help contribute, right? A lot of what happens within value-based care actually falls to the staff, right? Things like calling high-risk patients and getting them to come in, you know, making sure that they actually get scheduled appropriately when they're being referred to a specialist. All of those little things really go a long way. So it's about how do you automatically uncover those pieces of information and feed them into the workflow in a way that's easy for their providers and their staff.
It sounds like you also are focused a little bit on mid-level practitioners and the role that they can play, right? Differently licensed members of the care team. How do they kind of play into the whole scenario?
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of the staff at the primary care practices actually are our key users within the platform. They're often the ones who are preparing, hey, here's a patient coming in, here are the 3 to 4 things that you should know. They're often the ones actually calling patients in order to get them to come in, and all the different little value-based care activities that really go a long way in terms of, you know, better outcomes. And so one thing that we really actually believe in at Stellar is we often encourage providers to share a portion of the incentives that insurers have set aside directly with their staff. And we really find that to be the secret sauce of, we kind of like to call it the tap on the shoulder phenomena, right? Which is, hey, you've got Jane Doe walking into your office, you know, Dr. Smith, I just want to make sure you know, right, Jane is a diabetic and here are 3 things that you should address, right? And that really quick moment of helping turn this into prospective instead of retrospective, right? The opposite scenario is Jane left the office, it's 2 weeks later and we realize, oh no, now we have to get Jane back in, right? So by leveraging the medical staff really to get ahead of it, make sure that that information gets flagged to the provider, really goes a long way in terms of driving outcomes. So we really do encourage that staff actually get to participate in some of these incentives.
That's really interesting. What about clinical pathways? Do you have those built into the platform as well?
Yes. So again, we really try and build a lot of flexibility around what are the preferred clinical pathways by that provider. So we do offer different best practices around what we've seen at other providers and health systems and partnered with payers. That is one of the advantages we have, right, by being able to work with all different health systems and providers and payers across the country, is being able to bring some best practices. But the big important piece, again, is not to come and say, hey, here is the workflow you should be doing, right? It's more so, how do we help augment what it is that you're already doing with extra helpful information, feed it into the way in which you already practice medicine, right? And just try and be that little bit of extra information that really can go a long way in terms of driving those better outcomes.
So my last question for you, you obviously work with a lot of providers all over the place, and you have in previous roles as well. What do you think is the biggest threat to the, like, let's say, independent small medical practice today? And what should they be worried about in the future?
I think, you know, especially with the pandemic, right, a big emphasis has continued to be the pressure of, you know, when volume goes down, how can independents find a way in which to say financially sustainable, right? And so I do think it's really important for whether you're an independent, whether you're a larger medical group, really to think about how can I position myself well within the market, both to have financial sustainability, as well as to have the tools and resources needed to really drive the high quality of care that we know all providers desire. And so what I often recommend is, you know, even if you are staying independent, which we are big fans of, find opportunities of partners who you can really go at this with, right? And that can be everything from independent practice associations to MSOs to vendors, just to associations, right? There are ways in which to really be able to gain that strength in numbers without necessarily needing to give up your independence. And so what we often help do is, you know, really make sure that independents still have a voice with health plans. And what we've really found is health plans do want to empower you if you raise your hand again and say, hey, you know, I really am excited about where the industry is headed. I know, right, that there might be some minor changes I need to do, but at the same time, you know, I really am looking for a partner who can help me succeed. And so, you know, we at Stellar are always excited to help providers of all different shapes and sizes. You can always feel free to reach out, even if you're just looking for advice on, you know, ways in which you're thinking about, you know, potentially partnering with others, you're thinking about entering different types of contracts. We know it can get very complicated and difficult, and we're always happy to provide whatever guidance we can.
Fantastic. So tell listeners how they can get in touch with you.
So feel free to visit our website at www.stellar.health, or you can feel free to reach out to me directly at Zach, Z-A-C-K dot Kaplan, C-A-P-L-A-N, at Stellar, S-T-E-L-L-A-R.health.
Perfect. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Really appreciated the conversation.
And I want to remind listeners that new Healthcare Confidential episodes are available on heliumradio.com on Mondays at 10 a.m., on the Care One Network, and at 2 p.m. on the Life Improvement Radio Network. You can listen on demand wherever you access podcasts. Our show is produced by Life Improvement Media with thanks to Eric Remmel and Justin Ulrich. Our theme song is an original composition written and performed by the multi-talented, multifaceted Patrick Bukarsik. If you enjoyed the show, please subscribe and leave us your feedback and help us continue the conversation on the Healthcare Confidential Facebook page. Be well, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Helium Radio. The views expressed by show hosts or their guests are their own and should not be construed in any way as advice from Helium Radio. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our website. Personal perspectives expressed by producers, writers, and editors will always be presented as such. Any rebroadcast or retransmission without the express written consent of Helium Radio is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.